Welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and you're listening to The Cube, CJMQ 88.9 FM. In today's show, I will talk with Camille Lussier. She's the vice president of the Lennoxville Farmers Market, and that will be in the first half of my show. And in the second half of my show, I will be talking with Mia Frechette, the Quebec Solidaire candidate for the St. François riding. And as usual, I will have some health news and some music, lots of community events. So let's get things started with John Denver, and the song is The Garden.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down. Pulling weeds and picking stones, man is made of dreams and bones. Feel the need to grow my own, cause the time is close at hand. Grain for grain, sun and rain, find my way in nature's chain. Tune my body and my brain to the music from the land. Temper them with prayer and song. Mother Earth will make you strong if you give her love and care. Old Crow watching hungrily from his perch in yonder tree. In my garden I'm as free as that feathered thief up there. Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. And inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
Summer is in full swing, and that means the return of Lennoxville's favorite community traditions, the Lennoxville Farmers Market. Every Saturday morning, Queen Square comes alive with local growers, artisans, bakers, and producers offering fresh products and a chance to connect with neighbors and friends. The market is much more than a place to shop. It's a gathering place that supports local businesses, celebrates local food, and helps strengthen our community. To learn more about this year's market, what visitors can expect, and how the season is shaping up, I recently spoke with Camille Lussier from the Lennoxville Farmers Market. So let's listen to our conversation. Maureen Dillon Teasdale for The Cube, and today I'm really pleased to welcome Camille Lussier. She's the vice president of the Farmers Market for the Lennoxville Farmers Market to the Townships at 12. So welcome, Camille.
Hi, welcome.
Now to begin, could you tell our listeners a little bit about the Lennoxville Farmers Market and its history in the community?
Yes, of course. The Lennoxville Farmers Market is over 100 years old. And it's been taking place like at different areas in Lennoxville. It used to be at the co-op between the two tracks, at Clark's, in the Provigo parking lot. And now since 2020, it's in the Square Queen. And we're really glad that it's taking place at the same place on Queen Street in that really beautiful Square Queen.
Mm-hmm. It is beautiful. Now it's in the Square Queen, and what day of the week is it, and what times?
The Lennoxville Farmers Market takes place every Saturday from 10 to 1. It started on May 30th, and it goes up until October 17.
Okay, so it's quite long in the season. That is great. What can visitors expect to find when they come to the market on a Saturday morning?
They can visit the market. We have a lot of merchants, different veggie growers. We have popcorn, like the pop kettle corn from Lenoxville. We also have jewelry, bread. Becca's Bakery is at the market. She restarted another version of Becca's Bakery, and she's every Saturday she's at the market. We have also seasoned fruit, seasoned veggies. We have cheese. We have meat, depending. Like many vendors do all summer long, but all season long market. But some vendors come every 2 weeks or every month. So there's a rotation of certain merchants.
Okay. Why is it important for residents to support local farmers, producers, and artisans, do you think?
Well, I think it's really important to support the local market and the local farmers so we can habitate the territory and make the territory alive. So, and the producer can have the just price for their work and their veggies. So if there's no intermediate, like the grocery store, like you buy hand to hand and you get to meet also the local farmer. And you can have really very fresh veggies. We often like harvest our veggies like the day before the market or even the morning of the market, so it cannot be freshier. And we have some varieties that are really tasteful and that we can grow as it doesn't travel a lot, and we harvest them like at the right point.
Okay, so that is some of the benefits of buying fruit directly from local growers then.
That's right. That's correct. And also at the market, we have ecological grower and organic growers. So there's no pesticide, and all our farmers are really thoughtful about the environment. So that choice make it a really environmental and sensible choice.
Okay, that is true. Now, how does the market help strengthen connections between producers and consumers?
Actually, at the market, we have also, like, there's a musician every Saturday, and there's the Lenoxville Library that has activities every Saturday as well, like the large count for the kids, or some more ludic activities. Like for the first market, we had the planting activity. The kids were planting seeds in little goblets, and they can bring them home. So there's a lot of stuff organized by the community at the market. And it's a way also to just get down to the Square Queen, talk to your neighbors or other people that are just passing by Lenoxville, and get to have a really nice moment at the market.
Mm-hmm. Now, many people are becoming more interested in knowing where their food comes from. Are you seeing that trend reflected at the market also?
That's right. We talk a lot about with our customers, and they're interested in knowing where the farm, how we grow the veggies, and knowing more about the different varieties. And having a connection with our clients, it's really nice. We can explain, like, how, like, what chores do we do and what kind of varieties we chose and why. So people get to be, like, more interested in that site.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's true. Now, what role does the market play in supporting the local economy, do you think?
Well, as people come to the market to buy their veggies or bread or their goods for the week, as they're down in Lenoxville, all of the other stores on Queen Street get to take benefits of this influence in the Square Queen. Like, people, like, as they're down, I'll go to the pharmacy or I'll go to that other store. So, like, I'll do all my shopping on Saturday morning. So it's a really, we try to be part of the Lenoxville activities every Saturday morning.
Are there any special activities and demonstrations, special events planned throughout the season? I know you mentioned the library and the music. Anything else seasonal?
Yes, of course. We have specific dates that we put on our Facebook page, like the special events. So on July 28th, there'll be the Sugar Shack Day, On July 25, there'll be the Pollinator Day. On August 1st, there'll be the Montchac Barbecue. August 23, the Corn Roast. August 30th, the Garlic Festival. And September 19, the Honey Festival. September 27, there'll be the Pumpkin Festival. And on the Sunday, there'll be the Giant Lennoxville Pumpkin Festival as well. And October 10th, there'll be our legendary Oktoberfest. And of course, we end the market on October 17th. So there'll be the root veggies and the rack and all the big provision that people can do at the market.
Okay, certainly a lot of activities. That sounds so exciting. Now, what challenges do local farmers and producers face these days? And how can community members help support them?
Well, the climate change is really hard on local farmers because, like, we're really tributed to nature. And also the way that people consume their food, like, everything is really accessible at the grocery store at a certain price. And we compete with the produce that come from the United States or Mexico. And the working conditions are not the same. The salary conditions are not the same. Like, here in Canada, we pay our employees at least $17 to $20 an hour. In organic agriculture, we really have a big chart to complete to make sure that we maintain our certification. Like, we have a really high standard in Canada, and we compete with those veggies on the sale, on the shelves at the grocery store. So I think by choosing to buy at the market and to consume seasonal as well, like, to make sure that you buy the let's say the strawberries in June, like, they're really good, and it's the moment to really enjoy the strawberries, and the tomatoes will come, like, at the same moment. So just to make sure that we think of eating seasonal and getting closer to our local farmers, that will be like a really big step for us and for the territory as well.
Mm-hmm. So important. Now, for someone who has never visited the Lennoxville Farmers Market before, what would you say to encourage them to come out and experience it?
It's a really family and fun event. There's a nice ambience with the musician and talking to, it's a really friendly market. And you can get closer to the community also with the library that has activities for kids, but also for grown-ups. So there is everything for everyone to have fun at the market.
Mm-hmm, definitely. What are some of your personal favorite products or seasonal highlights that people should look for this summer?
We have, my favorite. Every Saturday is my favorite because we get to meet the people and talk about our enterprise. But I think Oktoberfest is the highlight of the season. Like, the harvests are good, people are happy, and it's a really nice moment of the year. So Oktoberfest is definitely, like, we have big sausages, music, and a lot of fun. So Oktoberfest is definitely a place to come in Lennoxville.
Okay. Now, if some local producers or artisans are interested in becoming vendors, how can they get involved?
Well, on our Facebook page and on our website, there's a Google form that they can fill out and tell us what's their produce and what date they want to come. There's still some spots available. We're getting more vendors, more merchants year after year. Like, the market has grown up since 2020. But there's still some spots available, and we're looking forward to have new merchants. And, like, as the Lennoxville Farmers Market is really a local market, we're looking especially for vendors from Lennoxville or from 50 kilometers maximum around Lennoxville.
Okay.
So that's really local.
Right, that's true. People can come once in a while, or do they have to decide what dates they're coming ahead of time?
Yes, it helps us a lot to do the plan, to make sure everybody has a space to put their tent. But yeah, all the dates are available. They're on the form, on the website, and on the Facebook page. And all the details are in that form as well.
Okay. And are tents included or?
No, people have to bring their tents.
Okay.
We're really working hard on securizing the place for the market and eventually having a permanent roof. We're looking forward for the board of the market is working hard to make sure that everything is improving. But for the moment, unfortunately, everybody has to bring a tent. But we have some extra tents at the market that people can rent as well with the spots. They don't have a tent, or if they come just for once, or we have some tents available as well.
Okay, that is good. So if somebody goes on Facebook, they look up Lennoxville Farmers Market, or is there another name?
Marché Public de Lennoxville Farmers Market.
Okay.
But usually if you write Lennoxville Farmers Market, the Lennoxville Farmers Market will pop up.
Okay, that is great. So that's where potential vendors can go to get some more information, and the public too. Anything you'd like to add that we left out, Camille?
Well, I think we talked a lot about everything, but as I could say, just come and visit us and you're going to have a lot of fun, and come every Saturday to meet all the vendors from the Lennoxville Farmers Market.
It is, and it's a great place to get some local grown vegetables and fruits too, and some things from the local artisans and food too. So thanks very much, Camille. We've been talking with Camille Lussier today. She's the vice president for the Farmers Market in Lennoxville, the Lennoxville Farmers Market, and that happens every Saturday throughout the summer. Starts at 10 a.m. and goes to 1 p.m. So thanks very much, and all the best.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
And next up, we have some community event announcements for you.
The Grace Village Care Foundation ensures that every senior can live with dignity, security, and peace of mind, regardless of financial circumstances. Many of the residents have shaped our bilingual community and contributed to its growth. When unexpected financial challenges arise, the foundation ensures they can continue to call Grace Village home. On June 27th, they will be hosting their annual fundraising gala, bringing together community leaders, partners, and supporters. This cornerstone event raises essential funds to sustain and expand their support for residents facing financial hardship. They are looking for partnerships. If you are interested to support seniors in our community while providing meaningful visibility and alignment with a trusted and respected local institution, please go to the Grace Village website.
Open house for the Pregnancy Option Center in Lennoxville, Saturday, June 27th, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. There will be bouncy castles, kids activities, free drinks and snacks, and center tours. And there will also be drawing raffle tickets for a much anticipated prize to be announced soon.
Lots of events coming up at the Barry United Cultural Center, the BUCC Cafe Robinson at 560 Main Street in Barry, the White Church. They will be serving brunch on the fourth Sunday of each month for the season. $20 adults, $10 children 6 to 12, and $2 for children under 6. For tickets, you can call the center at 873-943-0900 or get them online via the website at BarryUnitedCulturalCenter.org. Tickets will also be sold at the door. They will be open for supper Fridays from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. The Farm Le Deux Courants will have a vegetable stand outside the main doors at the same time. Cabaret night is the first Friday of each month, except July. Doors open at 7 p.m. for open mic to come and display your talents. Tickets are available via the website or at the door. And Canada Day in Barrie, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., the Cultural Center will be selling salad plates with coffee or water for $15 takeout or eat-in, $1 more for takeout. Come join a walking group in Waterville starting June 23rd, Tuesdays at 9 a.m., Lennoxville starting June 29th, Monday and Wednesday at 9 a.m., and in North Hatley starting July 2nd, Thursdays at 9 a.m. For more information, contact the Lennoxville and District Community Aid, 819-821-4779, extension 306.
Canada Day coming up in Hatley on June 29th. Check out the schedule on Facebook. Coming up at the Hut, the ANAF Unit 318, on July 4th, there's a cornhole tournament. It starts at 1 p.m., rain or shine. Entry is $10 per team. Doubles, bring your own partner. All money goes back to prizes. And also $2 for steamed hot dogs. Sign up sheet is on the board at the Hut, ANAF Unit 318. Mental Health Estuary warmly invites everybody to attend their annual general meeting coming up on Thursday, July 16th, 7 p.m. at their office located at 3355 College Street in Lennoxville. Please use door number 2. The main agenda items are annual reports, financial statements, and election of the Board of Directors. For more information, please contact Mental Health Estuary at 819-565-3777 or by email info@mentalhealthestuary.com. There is a pickle festival coming up in Quaticook, August 22nd, 10 a.m. to August 23rd at 12 a.m. at the Arts and Culture Pavilion in Quaticook. There are many bands, lots of artisans, and information on lacto fermentation. And the pavilion is located at 116 Wellington Street in Quaticook. I want to thank our guest in the first part of today's show, Camille Lussier from the Lennoxville Farmers Market. We will take a break as usual and hear the news with Derek Bullard, and then we will be back with part two. And in part two today, I will talk with Mia Frechette, the Quebec Solidaire candidate for the St. François riding. We will close part one of the show today with a song called Saturday in the Park. It's by Chicago. So please stay tuned. You're listening to the Townships at 12 on the Cube, CJMQ 88.9 FM. And I'm your host, Maureen.
Such a long time.